God is both responsible and accountable. By Clyde L. Pilkington, Jr. For out of him, and through him, and to him is all. Romans 11:36. Years ago, we came to understand and rejoice in the glorious truth of Romans 11:36 that all is out of God. All is through God. All is to God. All, period. These are absolute statements. There are no ifs, ands, or buts about it. This is what we refer to as the divine cycle. The knowledge that all comes out of God, that all operates through God, and that all is returning to God settles the weary heart and brings peace to the troubled mind. However, having been introduced to a supposed distinction between divine responsibility and human accountability, some 20 years ago or so, I have tried to toe the line. Yet my longtime associate Andre Schneider has long opposed the assumed difference. After some two decades, I must finally admit that I find myself in full agreement with him. After all, the English words responsible and accountable are synonyms of each other. Read here the definition of responsible from the American Heritage Dictionary of the English Language. Liable to be required to give account, as of one's actions or of the discharge of a duty or trust. Required to render account, answerable. While under accountable in the same dictionary we read, expected or required to account for one's actions. Answerable. Jim Corum defines responsible as accountable in dealing with the false notion of free will when he writes of those who not only wish to hold men responsible, i.e., accountable or liable, but wish to claim that men are morally responsible. If all of our lives were pre-written, key by God, and we could not have done any differently than we have, then how exactly are we responsible or accountable? God alone is the responsible and accountable agent in his universe. Imagined responsibility or accountability by creatures of their actions carries with it the last visages of supposed creature, free will. After all, God has imprisoned all in disobedience so that he may have mercy on all. Romans 11:32. God has locked up all mankind in the prison of disobedience so as to have mercy on them all. God has made all men prisoners of disobedience so as to have mercy upon them all. Since it is God himself who created evil, mankind's current condition is simply a God thing. God has done this. It is God who has imprisoned us in disobedience. He alone is responsible and accountable. Admittedly, that which held me back from seeing this concept were passages that spoke of creatures giving account in judgment. That every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. Matthew 12:36. So then every one of us shall give account of himself to God. Romans 14:12. All is naked and bare to the eyes of him to whom we are accountable. Hebrews 4:13. Who will give account to him who is prepared to judge the living and the dead? 1 Peter 4:5. Remarkably, in every case, the Greek word translated account is logos, logos. People will have occasion to give a logos, a word, at their judgment, and it will be a glorious word as every knee should bow and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Philippians 2:10 and 11. Is it mere coincidence that the account that everyone shall give to God is the Greek logos, logos? I think not. So each of us gives word to Elohim concerning self. Although logos is a quite common word, appearing 330 times in the Greek scriptures, it is nonetheless the same word chosen by God to describe his master plan laid forth from the very beginning. In the beginning was the logos, and the logos was toward God, and God was the logos. This was in the beginning toward God. All came into being through it, and apart from it, not even one thing came into being, which has come into being. John 1:1-3. Is it not amazing that this grand logos was made flesh and dwelt among us? John 1:14. Christ is the divine prototype, i.e., God's creative original, Revelation 3:14, after which God is building the new humanity. The account that we will give will be God's account, our word, our logos, his logos. Is this not the goal of divine judgment? So it is of little wonder that in his judgment, the setting of things right. Then shall every man have praise of God. 1 Corinthians 4:5. KJV. Then the praise shall come to each one from God, Rabbi. And then applause will be coming to each one from God, Concordant.